Now, before we're joined by Jeremy Hexham. He's a website developer here to talk about this edstelmach.ca business. As you may have known, or you may not know, some kid in Edmonton registered the name. He found that it was not registered, and so he now has the name, and the premier wants his name back. So what's the deal, Jeremy? Can he get it back?
Yes, I think he very easily can get the name back. According to the .ca registry, which is the Canadian Internet Registry Association, CIRA, they say that if the name is being used inappropriately, you can get your name back without any difficulty.
Okay, so how do I do that? Who do I go to?
Well,
the net police?
Well, in Canada, we have the CIRA. If it's a .com, .net, .org, then you have a bit of a fight. But CIRA, you just contact CIRA. CIRA is a nonprofit organization run out of Ontario. In fact, one of the board members is a gentleman by the name of Rick Anderson, who many Reform Party members would know, as he was Preston Manning's assistant for quite a few years.
Okay.
So it's a nonprofit organization that has a disputes resolution committee, and you would apply to them and say, look, this name is being used inappropriately. I'm the actual Ed Stelmach. I want it back. Just like if I took your name or somebody else's name and I did something inappropriate with it, you could complain, say, this is not fair, this is not being used accurately,
okay,
and I would like it back.
So there is a course of action that you can take.
Definitely.
And you don't have to pay the guy off.
No, you don't. I mean, what should have happened is when this issue came up, the premier's office should have just called the kid and said, we'd like the name back. And, you know, a friend of mine, Dale, said that, you know, we should have offered to pay for it and, you know, given the guy either a small scholarship or made a donation to a charity. And that would have been the end of it.
That's blackmail. Forget it. If he's using it inappropriately, you say, give it back right now and that's it.
Yeah, but, I mean, look what's happened right now. He's made such an issue out of it. I mean,
I don't know if he has. The press certainly has.
The press and the lawyers, I mean, that's a terrible letter that the law office sent.
Yes.
But all he had to say was, we'd like it back. And I'm saying, you know, let's be kind. Give him a little bit of money, make a donation. That's not blackmail. It's just being generous with what's happening now. Now, if the kid had said, no, forget it, then you take it to the Disputes Resolution Committee,
okay,
and he could have got the name back. However, during the leadership, he used the name stelmach.ca. And after Ed Stelmach became premier, it was actually linked to the Alberta government website. Now, Stelmach is still registered, but it's not going anywhere. So there is a whole issue with the premier knowing how to use the websites properly.
He probably just registered it because somebody told him it's a good idea to register it just to be safe.
Probably.
Don't you think? You know? And it probably would be, because I was going to run out yesterday and register every other politician who might be premier one day just so I could pull one of these things and screw them around.
Well, with the dot.
Are you listening, Dave Taylor? Although I don't think there's any fear of Dave becoming premier anytime soon.
Well, Dave registers his name, actually.
Oh, that rat!
And he does have a half-decent website as an MLA.
Oh, and what did he pay you to set that one up?
Nothing, actually, but yeah.
So you ran my name through this, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And .ca, .com, .net, and .org are all available. And, you know, if you like, I'm more than happy to register them for you.
How much does that cost?
It would cost you about $25 per name.
Do you speak French?
No, I don't.
Frappe Leroux. That's hit the road. I'm not paying any money to register my name. Why would I bother with that?
Well, who knows if somebody comes up and takes your name and starts a really nasty rumor or bad website about you.
Go ahead. That's nothing that's going to hurt me. And as you just pointed out, should that happen, I can go through the proper channels and have it stopped.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
With the .cas.
And what was that website, incidentally? Or if should someone want to check this out?
Edstelmach.ca or
the other one,
stelmach.ca.
No, the place we go to complain.
Oh, sorry. CIRA, CIRA.ca.
Okay. And should anybody want to register their name, where would they go?
Well, they would go to any organization that's registered to register.cas, and on CIRA there's a list of registers. You can do TELUS, you can do Shaw. There's a company I use in Ontario called Cybername. There's lots of names.
So it's all there. It's at CIRA.ca?
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks for clearing that up, Jeremy.
Definitely.
Listen to The Morning